Hey Christian, open your Bible, read the words for yourself, because most of what's preached every Sunday comes from somewhere else. They turn the faith into a system built by councils, creeds, and men, then told you never to question the doctrine, just sit in your pew and put your trust in them. The tribes disappeared and the church took their place. Replacement theology is a total disgrace. But the prophets spoke of Israelites scattered among the nations, north and west through many kingdoms, fulfilling generations. Now they call themselves Gentiles, having no idea where we went, from Canaan to the coastlands and isles, just like every prophet had written. Jesus Christ came for the lost sheep who were driven out and cast away, not to start a Judeo religion where covenant and identity just fade away. Hey Christian, go read the book again. Grace was never freedom to keep on living in sin. The law was never canceled, the truth never changed with time, and the road that leads to life was always narrow by design. Hey Christian, you better search and prove, because modern churchianity would never survive the truth. Churches teach the Old Testament is all about the Jews, while the new becomes a Gentile faith cut off from what is true. Esau is Edom, and the churches have no clue. But Abraham became many European nations, like Yahweh promised they would, and scattered Israel bore the mark, exactly like the prophet said they should. Now people quote Paul against Moses, like the two were enemies, while pastors preach a lawless gospel wrapped in easy belief. Just say you're saved and you're heaven bound, no matter how you live, while Jesus warned many standing there would still not enter in. Hey Christian, grace was never freedom to keep on living in sin. The law was never canceled, truth never changed with time, and the road that leads to life was always narrow by design. Hey Christian, you better search and prove, because most of modern churchianity would never survive the truth. Revelation turned into movies, escape plans and fear, disappearing saints and secret raptures that the scriptures never teach. Peter's vision now means bacon, scavenger animals in a picnic spread, but the vision spoke of men once scattered being gathered back instead. Devils became monsters with red horns and burning caves, while wolves stand right behind pulpits, leading millions to the grave. They help the ungodly and love them who hate our Christ. They fellowship with anybody, mixing darkness with the light. The church is blessed, what God called, the wicked celebrate and tolerate what the scriptures judge, then act surprised when homes collapse and nations turn to mud. Christ never preached denominational doctrines or megachurch celebrity. He preached repentance, law and kingdom, truth and responsibility. He rebuked religious leaders more than sinners in the street, because hypocrites can quote the Bible while corrupting the words we read. So test your pastor with the scripture.
Genesis to Revelation, one covenant story stands. Our Israelite forefathers never disappeared, just asleep beneath religious lies, forgetting who they were. But the shepherd's still awakening his scattered sheep again. Hey Christian, wake up and read. Tradition without scripture is religious make-believe.
Hey Christian,
the time is getting late, and comfortable Christianity won't survive what's coming next.
Hey Christian,
don't trade the words of God for traditions built by men. Don't turn the prophet's warnings into happy meal sermons. One Lord,
one faith,
one immersion remains. Not thousands of denominations all preaching different ways, but truth never bends to doctrines made by men. So come up out of her, my people, before you share